Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time it is out there for anyone listening. I'm Corey Lowe. I'm from Chicago. Let's begin. Welcome to the Guard Your Heart podcast. It's January 18th, 2023. This will be the first episode of the new year, so Happy New Year, everyone. If you've noticed, there have been more breaks. I'm working on that. The thing is, you have to learn how to deal with adversity, and right now is a time of adversity for me personally. Today is an episode dedicated to my brother, Christopher Sean Lowe. He recently was murdered this past December at the end of the year. And I have spent the last couple of weeks making arrangements and doing what I need to do to honor him and get a service going for him. The service will be this weekend, actually. My brother was murdered in the streets of California in Los Angeles. The case is ongoing. The guy who did it supposedly is in custody. And I'm awaiting to hear more news and updates in a trial. And I pray that justice be done and that the Lord take vengeance. The Bible says, vengeance is mine, I will repay. And right now I am holding the Lord to that. And the Bible does say, keep me in remembrance of my word. I want justice for my brother. He was my older brother. It was not, he was a good man. He was a complicated man. Far from perfect, just as all of us are. It hasn't been easy thinking about his passing. It hasn't been easy talking about any of this. I'm kind of doing this episode today as a way to self-heal and talk and kind of like my own personal therapy. I have reached out to certain people and, you know, who specialize in grief and things like that. And I do encourage anyone who's dealing with grief to reach out to somebody. Never be alone. Never be alone in a time of crisis. And even if it feels like you don't have anybody you can reach out to, I encourage you to try and just find somebody. 2 weeks ago, honestly, I couldn't even drive. Anytime I was in the car, I would just shed tears crying and just crying hard. And I don't know who's all going to listen to this episode. There's been some dips in my podcast, so there's been some dips in the amount of views I get. But let me just get this out of the way right now. As always, I ask for your prayer requests so that I can pray for you. I ask that you please like, share. Let's help promote the podcast together. It is now about reaching out, just as it has always been about reaching out to other people. Letting them know you are not alone, that there is a God who loves you, that there is a God who sent his only son to die for you and rose again on the third day after his death, conquered the grave, defeated sin, defeated the power of death, and gives eternal life, love, joy, comfort, blessings to all who believe in him. That is the point of Guard Your Heart. That will always be the point of Guard Your Heart. This is a Christian podcast. At some point this year, there'll be a longer episode fully dedicated to my brother and his memory. And just the times that we had and the times that we didn't have. And the joy and the disagreements that we had. That'll come at a later date. But my message today, and given the amount of time that has already passed in this episode, my message today is more of a shorter one. God gives every person their individual chance and multiple choices to get to know him. You take the book of Exodus, for example. God appeared to Moses through the burning bush. He met with him personally. And they talked for a considerable amount of time, going back and forth, God calling him to lead the people of Israel, but they also spoke in ways so that Moses could get to know God. When the people of Israel was delivered, you know, God showed up through mighty works. You know, you've heard about the plagues at this point, frogs, lice, flies, the river turning to blood, you know, parting the Red Sea, whirlwinds, hurricanes, just all types of incredible, mighty things. And in that, when they got to Mount Sinai, the voice of the Lord was speaking and everyone could hear it. And God wanted to speak to everyone. But then Israel made the mistake of saying, no, 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 we can't hear that. We can't hear the voice of God. We'll perish. Now, why they even said that makes absolutely no sense, because they saw the power of God deliver them, give them freedom, give them victory over their enemies, over the Egyptians, give them the riches of their former slave masters. And yet, when God just wanted to talk to them on a personal level, they said no. They said, you, Moses, you go up before us. Before Moses established the law and the covenants and the priesthood and everything else, once God introduced himself to his people, to Israel, and said, hello, I am the Lord, I brought you out, he proved that he was God and that he was like no other. He made it clear that he cared about them, that he loved Israel. And he said, hey, let's get to know each other. And they said no. They saw nothing from a negative standpoint to make them think that God would destroy them, that God would have a problem with them. All they knew was salvation and freedom from everything that they had went through, from everything they saw that their parents go through. They saw another way. They saw a difference. They saw that promise and that hope fulfilled. It was one thing when they were struggling and not believing Moses and Aaron and having problems. I mean, we're not always going to believe what other people say, but God himself spoke to them and they said, no, no, no. And in every believer's life, in every person's life, God will give you an opportunity to speak with you on a one-on-one level. And I encourage you not to say no. I encourage you not to run away from it, but to draw closer to it. Juxtapose that with how Jesus came. When Jesus came and met his apostles, he showed up. The future apostle Peter, he was fishing, and he tells them exactly where to throw the fish so that they could reap in abundance, and so that also a miracle was performed. Before Jesus told them anything about how to live, how to move in his power, how to believe in him, how to do X, Y, or Z, he showed them miracles to prove who he was, and he said, come follow me, come get to know me, come spend time with me. Peter at first said, depart from me, Lord, because I am a sinful man. Peter recognized that Jesus was special. He recognized that he was seeing something that he never saw before. And even he said, and then Jesus said, no, 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 come with me. I will make you fishers of men. Come learn of me. Come talk to me. Come be with me. The most important thing that you can do in this life is spend time with the Lord, is be in the Lord's presence. And he willingly offers that to anyone who will be there. He never says you need to do this or you need to do that or you need to change this. He just says, come. Jesus said, come as you are. So whatever you're doing in that moment, that literal, just come unto the Lord. Cry out unto the Lord. Cry out to Jesus. And your life changes. Your life gets better. Situations improve. People get healed. Things get broken off of your life. Curses are broken. Lives are saved. Lives are changed. We have to not be afraid to just go to the Lord, because he's already asking us. He's already asking us. And the longer that we spend time around him, that's when everything else becomes easier. That's when certain things that were a vice or a problem in our lives becomes removed, because we're just going to the Father. Our character changes as we go to the Lord, as we spend time with the Lord. Just think of it like this. If you're spending all your time reading and studying, you'll have less time to be idle and do certain things that you shouldn't be doing. The more you read, for example, the less you're able to watch TV or watch movies. The less your mind is thinking about those things, because your mind has been processing the knowledge that you're currently studying or looking at. It's exactly how it is. It's the way God set it up. You spend time with Him. You just be with Him. But if you reject God, that's when sin and issues and problems are able to just infect your life more and more. So don't reject the Lord. That is my simple message today. Do not reject the Lord. He will give you opportunity after opportunity after opportunity to spend time with Him. And I encourage you all who are listening to do so. Thank you all for listening. And as always, let's end in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just pray that you would remove every barrier that would cause people to be hesitant, that would cause people to draw away from you. Let people come to you, Lord God, no matter what they're going through, no matter what they think, no matter what they feel. Let people get closer to you, oh God. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you all for listening.